So going back, you see, the subject going back, that so now here in this case, you see, it's a positive. You label positive, you see. With these reasons, you see, as you label positive, and you see positive, you see like that. So what I was saying before, with this special practice, you know, thought transformation, Buddhist practice, the problems in the life, you see, you make it most meaningful, you see, best use, most beneficial for you and for all sentient beings. You use the problem to cause happiness towards all the sentient beings. You see, that you, by using this problem for you to achieve enlightenment. So, however, in our daily life, how to have less suffering, less problem, see, no problem, only happiness. No problem, only happiness. As you see, if we train our mind always to look at life situation positive, you know, always to look at to look at the situation of life always positive, always put positive label, good. You see, as I explained, it gave quite a number of reasons, you know, over these few days. So, like that, by putting positive label, good. So, more your mind trained this way, you see. Then you see less problem in your daily life. Less problem, you know, you see, less negative emotional thoughts, less problem in our daily life. Less problem. If you're able to do that 24 hours, there's no problem. No problem. There's no problem in that day. So like that. So more our mind, you see, by following ego, self-centered mind, the mind gets more, under the control of that, the mind gets more used of, you see, trained more, looking at things negative, you know, putting negative label in our life situation. If the mind become more in that way, trained more that way, then you are in your daily life, then you see more and more problems. Then you see after some time, you see, by getting habit, getting used to this, then there's nothing positive in your life. Everything become bad. You see. Whatever you see, whatever happens around, everything is unpleasant, bad. Then you see everyone become enemy, even the dog barking outside. Even the birds are making noise outside. Everything become harmful to you. Everything become distracting to you. Everything become distracting. See, annoying you, because your mind is so habituated in ego, self-centered mind, and putting negative labels. You see, everything, this is bad. This is bad. This is bad. You see. Then you see. Whatever appears to your life, whatever appears to your, say, appears, say, to you, everything become, I say, harmful. Kind of enemy become harmful for that. So that is it. So such this thought transformation practice is the best psychology. That is the most practical meditation, and that's the best psychology. To stop the suffering of life and see, to achieve happiness from within your mind, from your mind, stop the suffering and create happiness. So. So the next thing I mentioned, I stopped there. So anyway, so Buddha descended in this world, you see. For what purpose? To liberate the sentient beings from the suffering. To benefit the sentient being, to liberate the sentient beings, as sentient beings from the suffering. That way, which we have been experiencing from beginning this rebirth. So Buddha's way of liberating a sentient being is, you see, as Buddha mentioned, that not by washing with water, you know. The Buddha's way of removing the cause of way of removing, the liberating us from the suffering, or removing the cause of the suffering. That is not by washing with water. Like thorn, that which went inside the body, taken out with hand. Not in that way, the way Buddha liberated us sentient beings. And the way Buddha liberated us sentient beings, not by transplanting his realizations within us, not in that way, like transplanting monkeys' brain or heart into human beings, you know, kind of like that, or human beings' heart. In somebody's heart, anyway, and not in that way. So only the way the Buddha liberated us sentient beings is by revealing the truth. So that is the reason I didn't happen last night. So that is like these teachings of Prajnaparamita, the Buddha's way, the way they liberated us sentient beings. It's by revealing the truth, by revealing the teaching, the professional wisdom, present primary teachings. However, so now here, so there which is, you see, the basic teaching is the Four Noble Truths. As I mentioned before, the base, the Mahayana Sutra and Mahayana Tantra, you know. So first Buddha revealed true suffering without cause conditions. Just it doesn't have an inherent existence. The suffering doesn't have an inherent existence, you see. So it comes from the cause suffering. Suffering exists because there's a cause and conditions, because it has a cause, you see. So then Buddha has shown the cause, the karma and delusions. And then Buddha has explained whether this can be ceased or not. Karma and delusion, this can be seized. And by seizing this, one get liberated from the sufferings. So by revealing the cause of the suffering, the delusion, karma, then one comes to know that to be free from suffering, that you have to be liberated from the delusion, karma, the cause of suffering. So what is possible not, the Buddha has shown the cessation of the suffering. One can achieve this cessation of the whole entire suffering, the cause, the delusion, karma. One can achieve this. Then how is possible to achieve this? Then Buddha has revealed the true path, that there is a method to achieve the cessation of the suffering. It is mentioned by Buddha that the suffering is to be known, the cause of the suffering is to be abandoned, the cessation of the suffering is to be actualized, and the true path is to be practiced. these symptoms and the sicknesses we should doctors explain that, you know, they explain the sicknesses and from how it happened. The ECD, you want to give some explanation how this happened. And then, you see, then how this can be recovered, you see. Then doctor give medicine. Treatment, what is medicine or whatever, you see, to heal. So all this depends on, following a wise doctor. All this success depends on following a wise doctor. So same here, for the success of all this, to achieve cessation of the suffering cause, and by expressing true path, that depends on, qualified to see the speech master or God's friend who can reveal the path, you see. So now here, Buddha has explained this, the evolution of the suffering, you know, how we circle in samsara, that Buddha has explained that the sutra of rice planting, sutra of rice planting, I think. rice plant, maybe plant. In Tibetan called Salut Jangbe Do. Buddha explained the 12 dependent related limb, you know, by relating to the external plant. That, like farmer cultivates in the field. The ignorance, the very first, you see, there are 12 dependent related limbs, which the description is the evolution of the samsara, how we circle in the samsara, you see. Entering or involving in samsara, you see. So the first one, the ignorance, not knowing what is I, you know, ultimate nature of the I, the aggregates, such as the mind, so on. So that is like the farmer, you know, cultivator, you see. then the karmic formation or compounding action it's called duchegile, compounding action. So that's like the second one, that's like the field. This is the field. The field from where various crops grow. Field from where various crops grow. From the compound action, the various life, the various life. Various rebirth, you know, various life, suffering life, happy life, you see all these. Then the consciousness on which the compounding action is motivated by the ignorance, and then the consciousness on which the compounding action leaves plant seed, the imprint, which produces future, that which produces future samsara, the future rebirth. So the consciousness, it's like the seed. The consciousness carries the imprint, you know, imprint, the seed, left of the karma, the various, you know, various, various, the imprints, the seed, which results, rebirth, you know, the lower realm, helpless animal, whatever he may be, however, or the consciousness, consciousness, the mind, that which travels continues from one life to another life. It's not the conscious eye, ear, those, not those five, the sixth one, conscious mind. this is, say, generally speaking, six conscious mind. But in details, there are different schools, have different way of explaining, especially Chitta Mantra, like that mind on school. However, that the Chitta Mantra school that accepts seventh conscious or even eighth conscious, like that. however, so the compounding action leaves imprint seed on the consciousness of the mind, that which continues from a life to the life. So this consciousness, so this consciousness of the mind, is like the seed, you know, one small seed, like the Bodhi tree seed or like that, one small seed, you know, that carries the power, potential to produce huge trunk and many thousands of branches and leaves, you see. So huge tree, that small seed carries all that potential, you know, that huge tree, you see. That potential there to grow like that, you see, it carries. Like that, the conscious mind is like that. There is trouble from life to life, carries all this, you know, imprint seed. Then, Then there's the, after that, then sprout comes from the seed, out of having planted the seed, you see. Then sprout comes. So like that, the named form, you see. So you see, after consciousness took place in the fertilized egg in the mother's womb, you see, the named form, name is all the mental, all the the body and mind, all the mind part is the name, and then the physical part is the body. So there's like sprout coming from the seed. So generally like this named form. So there's two ways. The consciousness, you see, the 12 links, the consciousness, you count it in the cause, you count that where the compound, where the compound action leaves imprint. Or you count the consciousness as a result that which takes place on the fertilized egg, you see. Depending on, I think, which college, you know, text, then one way the consciousness, the resultant consciousness counted, one way the cause, see, the previous consciousness on which the past life, the compound action left imprint, you see, that's counted. So depending on which college text, which monastery college text, there's some different way of explaining. So this is a way of counting. So however, I don't remember 100%, but I think Sarachi way of counting and the Devon monastery, Devon Rosalind, I think maybe there's a different ways. One is they count the call, the conscience on which they make it, as if the compound action is imprint, and the Sarachi college count the author's text, count the conscience which takes place on the last day. Something that I have some vague memories of that. However, they name the form. Then six sense bases, six sources or six sense bases, and contact, feeling, contact, feeling, and then. So birth happened already. All age death. There's no end. All age death. So actually old age, in reality, the getting older, you see, getting old, started from mother's womb, getting, you know, in reality, getting old, decaying or getting old, you see, started from mother's womb, you see, from the time after consciousness took place, after the birth, consciousness took place on the fertilized egg. In reality, you know, from there getting older. But there's ordinary people's definition of old age, the wrinkles and all these, you know, signs of the physical body, see, old age. So, however, death can happen even before that. You know, even before death can happen, even before that. So, count together all age and death like that. So, only now what's left for us to experience is death. You know that. The One thing that I didn't see. Okay, that's right. That's right, left out there. So the left out in the course, you know. You see, the ignorance is like cultivator. Then the compound action, which motivates that, is like the field that you cultivate and grow various crops, you see. Then, on which the imprint left by the compound action, the consciousness, so it's like seed. So then to grow that, you see, you need soils, soil and the water. So there's like craving, grasping, you see. Before we're born, whatever life that was, whether it's human life or animal or whatever that previous life was, then you see, at the death time, see one is to end the life, about to end the life, and then the craving and grasping, like the condition, you see, soil and water that makes the seed to grow, produce stems. The craving grasping rises, and that met the imprint seed left by the compound action is ready to produce its future result. The samsara, you see. So, like the soil, the water met the seed, you know, ready to produce stem. So then, then this like name the form, and then sense basis, and then contact feeling. Then now you see, all is in death, like that. The conclusion. So you see, in the feeling, you see, when we make movie feeling. So you see, you record many, people's country, mountains, beautiful flowers, or people, they're fighting, or having entertainment, party, enjoying. So all kinds of things, you see, you make feeling, you see, printed in that. So then you put this into machine, you know, into machine with the electricity, then you project on the movie screen, on the whatever is on the film, then project on the movie screen. So like that. So now, this life, including this body, this aggregates, you know, this aggregates, then form, sound, smell, taste, tangible object. Whatever, like today, whatever we, all the form, sound, smell, taste, tangible object, these aggregates, and all these, form, sound, smell, taste, tangible object, all these appearances, you know, all these sense objects, whatever we have. So all this production of karma, all this came from the mind. All this came from the consciousness. How? With the imprint left on that mind, negative imprint or positive imprint. So depend on that. Then depend on that. Say the. So you object, you see, you know, beautiful, ugly, you know, bad and good, all these things. So it depends on what kind of imprint, good and, positive and negative imprint left on the consciousness. So all this, so that's the projected today. That is projected in this life. Anyway, so whatever we see in this life, you know, including these ideas, so all came from the consciousness on which the imprint is. Consciousness, how the, you know, they're from the imprints left on that, you see, so it manifests out. So like the negative role, there's so many printed there, then you see all this, what is projected on the screen came from that feeling, came from that film. How they came from? Film is what is printed on that. So projected there. You see, so same like that, you see. So all this came from the came from also mind, yeah, the consciousness, the consciousness of mind, you know, because so many there's imprint left on that and that manifest out. So that's the first thing, how everything came from mind. Now the second thing, how everything came from mind. So all this, your own ideas, and all the views you have, you know, all the sense objects, power, form, sound, smell, taste, you know, all. So all this, you see, what you see. The pleasant sound is, you know, see, uninteresting sound, bad sound, or interesting sound, however, beautiful sound, however, you know, all that. Bad smell, good taste, bad taste, whatever, all the sense of that. So, all this, see, the projections, yeah. The consciousness, came from the imprint. All this came from the karma, the compounding action. The second reason that I'm saying came from the mind, it came from the karma, the compounding action. Second reason, all this came from mind, the compounding action, karma. Now the third reason, all this came from the ignorance. Third one. came from the ignorance. So including this body, this samsara, this body that we have, so came from the ignorance. Even this human body came from the ignorance. So that's the mind, that's not body, that's the mind. So I'm introducing that first came from consciousness, second came from karma, conscious of the mind, second from karma, third from ignorance. So the using the 12 dependent related limb, using that as how everything came from the mind. So now you see what usually I say that the enemy, the person who get it, person who is negative towards you, get angry to you, you see, who harms you, who abuses you. Now all that, who harms you, who abuses you. Now all that, from where it came. You see, you are seeing somebody abusing you. That you label abuse, that you label abuse, your mind label abuse, and your mind label bad. You know, somebody angry, bad enemy. So all this came from, you see, conscious of mind, karma, ignorance. So therefore now, Now, you see, by discovering this evolution, you see how all this came from. The creator is your own mind. So therefore, there's nobody there to blame to. You see, there's nobody there to blame to. The creator is your mind. If somebody abuses, if somebody, you see, harm you, criticize you, it comes from your mind. You see, the very root of the ignorance. So there's nobody there to blame to. So it is extremely good, beneficial, useful to remember this in our daily life. When somebody criticizes you, when somebody badly treats you, you see, when something unpleasant thing happens, then to remember this, you know, all these sources where it came from. You see. I think, very useful. That's why in Buddhism, you see, the basic philosophy of Buddhism is that there's no creator outside. There's no outside creator who creates your life. It's your mind. You see. There's no God or something outside that creates your life, you see. What is suffering, what is happiness, all your life, creator of your life is your mind, your soul. So here in Buddhism, you see, you have incredible freedom because your mind. Your mind is the creator of your happiness and your suffering. So you see, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, everything. You see, all this happiness. The creator is your mind, not somebody outside. So therefore, you have an incredible freedom. It's up to you. You see, if you want to be free from suffering, you want to achieve liberation, it's up to you. It's up to you, depending on what you do with your mind. So from your mind, you can stop the suffering, you know. For example, like this, by realizing emptiness, you know, developing wisdom, you can stop you can explain other way, vice versa, you see. You can cease the ignorance. By ceasing ignorance, compounding action. Then you cease craving, grasping, all those things. the rebirth. You see, then you can see the rebirth, you can see old age and death and all this. You can see, you know, all those suffering results you can see by seeing the cause. You see, as you described through the 12 limbs, you see, by seeing the cause, you can see all the result sufferings. By realizing ultimate nature. So with this wisdom, you can cease ignorance. By ceasing ignorance, all the rest of the cause, then all the rest of the result sufferings you can cease. Rebirth and death, all the sufferings between. So. So it's here. So here is up to your. So up to you what you do with your mind. So you, So here in Buddhism, in the Buddhist philosophy, you are the creator. Your mind is the creator. So here's incredible. It gives you incredible freedom. So this is same. You see, people think, oh, because everything's up karma. You have no choice. there's no free will. There's no free will. Everything is up to karma. You have no freedom. You know, because. No, the coughing is not the answer. Anyway. Because what I think is that because of karma, so because everything depends on karma. So because of that, same answer. So therefore you have so much freedom what you can do. Because it depends on karma, you see, it's up to your mind. The main thing, your mind has all the potentials to be free from suffering, to cease all the defilements. You see, your mind has all the potential to cease all your defilements. See, delusion, karma, to achieve liberation, even to achieve full enlightenment. Your mind has all the potentials. You see, your clear light, your nature of the mind, the clear light, is the Buddha nature. That's the Buddha nature. So that is the one to, you see, because of that, your mind has all the potentials. So because of that, you can attempt to remove the cause of the suffering, including the karma, practice as a virtue. You see, can achieve liberation and enlightenment. So like that. So here I stop. May the bodhicitta, which is the source of all the happiness, success for oneself, for all sentiments, may it be generated with one's mind, in the mind of all the sentiments, without delay, in second. And that we generated, may it be increased. The same thing, the wisdom realizing emptiness, may it be generated with one's mind, in the mind of all the family members, and as well as in the mind of all the sentiments, without delay in a second, and they were generated, may it be increased. All of the sentient beings. May all the father, mother, sentient beings have happiness. May all the three lower realm sentient beings be empty forever. May all the Bodhisattva's prayers be succeeded immediately. May I be able to cause all this to happen by myself alone. You draw the past, present, future marriage collected by me, three time marriage collected by Buddha, Bodhisattva, all of the rest of the sentient beings. Myself. And all sentient beings. So you have just finished the section of Guru devotion. The subject just finished. So today we do dedication this way. Very important dedication. If you want to have success in Dharma practice, say, realizations. You draw the past, future marriage, collected by three time marriage, collected by Buddhas, Buddhasavas, all other sentient beings. Oneself, one's own family members. All the students, benefactors in this organization, and as well as all the rest of the sentient beings, all of us here, all the rest of the sentient beings, may we may we always find perfectly qualified Mahayana virtuous friend, guru, in all the future lifetimes. And may oneself and all the sentient beings able to see the virtuous friend, Buddha, in all the lifetimes. To be able to see only Buddha, oneself and all sentient beings able to do action only pleasing the holy mind of the virtuous friend. And the next, oneself and all sentient beings able to fulfill the holy wishes of the virtuous friend in all the future lifetime, able to fulfill the holy wishes of the virtuous friend immediately. In all the future lifetimes. So this dedication is extremely important if you want to